2002, Sadie Properties LLC.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a C1 General Commercial District, a CR1 Commercial Residential District, and an AR1 Agricultural Residential District, to a C1 General Commercial District, a CR1 Commercial Residential District, and a C3 Heavy Commercial District, for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 21.1 acres more or less. The property is lying on the west side of DuPont Boulevard, which is Route 113, approximately 0.4 miles south of 9-foot Road, which is Route 26. The 911 address is 32602 DuPont Boulevard, Dagsborough, and the tax parcel ID is District 233, Map 16, Parcel 26.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, we have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response, which when the applicant's exhibit booklet includes the environmental assessment and public facility evaluation report, and I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Yes, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, staff. It's good to be back before y'all. For the record, my name is Bob Palmer with Beacon Engineering. I'm representing Rudy Marine, and with me this afternoon I have Ms. Rudloff, Mr. Rudloff's wife. She's the one that actually makes all of the decisions. Tom, you have met Tom. Some of you have met Tom over the years as we've brought him through various zoning site plans and whatnot. But for the record, we're talking about tax parcel 233-16-26, which is on the southbound side of DuPont Boulevard, just south of the 9-foot Road Clayton Avenue intersection, at just outside of Dagsborough. The property is across the street from B&E Tire, and there are other commercial uses in the general area. Shore water refining is just north of us. There's a cell tower in the area, so it's a and there's a commercial business south of us. The property is currently developed. The C1 and CR1 components are developed for boat sales, service and storage business. Those are the parts of the property that have structures on them. The AR piece is used for boat storage, and that was actually approved through our site plan, our first site plan approval back in 2017. The history of Mr. Rudloff's business, he actually started his business in his living room, which I kind of find hard to believe, but he started his business in his living room fixing outboard motors, and he parlayed that into a shop on Maryland Avenue in Wilmington, and then later opened a shop at the boat hole there at Love Creek, which is where the residents at Rehoboth Bay are currently located. And in 2014, Mr. Rudloff hired Beacon Engineering to help him with his land search, and we ultimately landed at this property. And he has been growing ever since, even through COVID. He was incredibly busy. As I indicated, the property is boat sales, service, and storage, and this expansion really would continue to support the recreational boating and watercraft activities that we see in our region. We had a wetland delineation done back in 2016 by Watershed Echo, and they confirmed that there were no regulated wetlands on the property, and that's sort of how the property took its shape. On the screen, you'll see there's some what appears to be clearing. That area was cleared in accordance with the site plan the first site plan that we had approved. There's a strip of land that's cleared. That was the first land acquisition that Mr. Rudloff obtained, and that was for purpose of getting stormwater access to the Pepper Creek tax ditch. In 2018, he purchased the 6 acres that are east of that clearing that round out the parcel as you see it on the screen, and that land acquisition was actually CR1 land. There was a developer a number of years ago that went through and was trying to piece properties together. I don't know whatever happened to that, but there were a number of C1 properties that were rounded out, that were split zoned, and they were rounded out with the CR1 at the time. So the other interesting things, that's noteworthy about this property is the agricultural part of the property was actually subject of a conditional use that was granted on or about 2005 to support a self-storage business, but that self-storage was never constructed. The property lay vacant until Mr. Rudloff purchased it in 2016, I believe. So we selected C3 as our desired zoning for the AR1 piece, and principally the reason was that was the least impactful commercial zone that would allow Mr. Rudloff to continue doing what it is that he's doing and continue his expansion. This district is intended for larger scale auto-oriented retail and service businesses along major arterial roads that serve local and regional residents, as well as the traveling public. In addition, most commercial uses found in this zone, automobile, truck, recreational vehicle and boat sales, rental, and major repair facilities may also be located in this district. And I should have started my presentation with, actually I did, but I skipped over that piece. I understand that the change of zone request is not specific to our use, and that any use that's listed in the requested C3 could be located on this property, but suffice to say we're a boat business and we intend to continue doing the boat thing, so that's the reason why I'm speaking so much about boats today. Let's see. The property, you'll see in the exhibit booklet that we're level 2, 3, and 4 investment strategies. The area subject to the rezone is actually level 3. And the county's comp plan notes that lands in investment level 3 areas are those in the long-term growth plans for counties or municipalities where development is not necessary to accommodate expected or growth population within the next 5 years or longer. It's kind of neat that it says 5 years or longer, because this is the 2020 state strategies map that we're looking at. So we're on the eve of getting ready to do this all over again. Investment level 3 areas also include lands adjacent to or intermingled with fast-growing areas within counties or municipalities that are otherwise categorized as investment levels 1 and 2. And the front half of the property is a level 2 investment area. In Chapter 4 of the comp plan, the future land use map identifies the AR piece as commercial or developing areas, and I think the reason for the developing area piece is because this property is on the fringe of the Dagsboro comp plan. And for developing areas, the comp plan says that developing areas are newer emerging growth areas that demonstrate the characteristics of developmental pressures. Most of the proposed developing areas are adjacent to municipalities within adjacent to or potential future annexation areas of a municipality or located next to town centers. Like I said, we're on the fringe. The commercial areas, section of the comp plan reads, commercial areas include concentrations of retail and service uses that are mainly located along arterials and highways, as opposed to small traditional downtown areas that are often historic and pedestrian friendly. Commercial areas include commercial corridors, shopping centers, and other medium and large commercial vicinities geared towards vehicular traffic. In addition to primary shopping destinations, this area would also be appropriate for hotels, motels, car washes, car dealerships. I'll add boat dealerships to the list, and other medium and larger scale commercial uses not primarily targeted to the residents of the immediate and adjacent residential areas. These are more intense uses that are located along main roads or major intersections. Table 4.5.2, it both in the developing area section and the commercial areas recognizes that C3 is a applicable zoning classification in these future land use areas. We're currently in a tier 2 planning area, the Dagsboro Frankfurt planning area. We're adjacent to tier 1, and though we are served by an on-site well and septic system, I suspect that once the sewer crosses the Pepper Creek tax ditch, we'll probably connect. Mr. Rudloff has brought a number of high-paying, highly skilled, professional, technical jobs to the region through the development of his business and the expansion that he's witnessed here, and he continues to take that road. And so the purpose for requesting the C3 is not only to eliminate the AR piece, but also to allow Mr. Rudloff to continue to build service bays and service buildings, much like you see on the preliminary site plan, in order to continue the to service his clients' needs and the growing needs of the region. With that, I'll stop talking and ask if anyone has any questions.
All right, sir. Well, we'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Mears.
I don't have any questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, Ms. Wingate.
I don't have any questions. I'm always looking at the boats up there. It's a good business.
You're definitely well lighted.
Yes. It's good, so I can see the boats.
Mr. Collins.
Mr. Chairman, I am going to avoid biting boats because I've owned one before. But aside from that, no questions. Good to look at them.
Other than that. Butler.
I have no questions, sir.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Mr. Whitehouse?
No, for me, thank you.
Counselor.
Just one for me. This is maybe for staff or, staff. Just the way it's advertised, I want to make sure that we're 100% clear on what's being asked for. This came up on another one. So it's advertised as amending the zoning map from C1, CR1, and AR1 to C1, CR1, and C3. Really, all we're asking for is just an amendment from the AR1 to the C3, right?
Correct.
Okay. So I just want to make sure I was 100% clear on that. So,
correct.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. Okay, thanks.
All right. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone who would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 2002, Sadie Properties, LLC? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to change of zone 2002? All right. Anyone on the commission have any further questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.